Ladies and gentlemen, that little video that you saw takes place around the world 24 hours a day. Only 8% of our distribution occurs in motels and hotels. We go to a lot of places where people don't necessarily associate the Gideons with, and that's why we say we're the extended missionary of the arm of this church, because we can go to places where the church can't easily go to place the word of God. That was the hotel lobby a long time ago, back in the late 1800s, when one man said, "I can't get a room," and another man said, "I have a double room. I'd be willing to share." They both went to their knees simultaneously in prayer by candlelight, and God laid it upon their heart to band together Christian commercial travelers who at that time spent much time in the hotels because of traveling problems, and that's where the Gideons, so to speak, were born. That was one of the first distributions. Take a look at it. If they probably gathered in middle of Boyerstown, somebody probably called the police today. But that's how it all started. And then a short time later, it was pastors at a national convention who gathered together and said, "You know, we ought to support this ministry and start placing Bibles in other places, in hotels and motels and airplanes and prisons and hospitals. And we go to convalescent homes around the world to place the word of God. We, of course, go to college campuses. Maybe somebody here received a copy of the word of God on a college campus. We go to jails and prisons. What a privilege, what a blessing it is that we get to go to places like this, because oftentimes they don't get many visitors. In fact, I've been in prisons where if your family doesn't bring you food, you don't get food in some parts of the world. But the Gideons go. They go on your behalf, handing out the word of God. If Mary Kay was here, she was a bank robber in her mid-20s. She was a safecracker. She was in the top 10 most wanted FBI list. The mafia had a hit contract out on her, and she got caught. And she found herself in a Birmingham County jail. And she was given a copy of the Word of God, an old hotel Bible. In fact, the covers were taken off because in that place, prisoners would try to sharpen a hard cover of a book for a knife. And she read Ezekiel. I'll bet you Pastor John never told you to go home and read Ezekiel. And she read those verses. "And I will put my spirit within you if you walk in my statutes." And Mary Kay, who was facing 180 years in prison, said on a concrete floor, a cold concrete floor, she told us, "God, if you'd help me out of this mess, I will serve you for the rest of my life." And 180 years went to 6 years, and to this day, nobody can explain it but God. Angel Tree Ministries was born. That first Christmas, when they got out, they handed out about 150 presents to the children of inmates who were in prison. And they said, "Your mom loves you, your dad loves you, and God loves you too." Today, and some of you know, millions and millions and millions of children around the world at Christmas time have received a gift because of churches just like this. Police, fire personnel. You know, I'm thinking back over the last year or two, and there's not one policeman who has not accepted a copy of the Word of God that I've given it to, because they serve in harm's way. Amen? They're glad to get it. Armed Forces personnel. Story after story comes in. One was last night. Armed Forces personnel came to the Lord through a little Gideon scripture. Here's a question for you. Do you think one makes a difference? You know, there are some people that will say placing the word of God doesn't do any good. Why bother? I mean, who's going to read them? Everybody today is high tech and all that stuff. Well, I'm going to share this story with you of one. One what? One Testament. There it is. And I think it's a remarkable story. A Gideon who sold advertising was calling on a local car dealer and was surprised when he walked into the office that the car dealer was reading out of a very worn Gideon scripture. The Gideon inquired if he understood what he was reading, and they spent about 20 minutes together sharing, and this man was explaining and witnessing to the car dealer. And before he left, he swapped him a new one for the old one. We do that. And he was just really surprised about the whole thing. And before he left, the office turned around and says, and where did you get this? And he said, it was wedged under the back seat of a car that was in a terrible wreck. Well, inside was written, presented to Pastor Earl Robinson, but then underneath his name it has the name Charles Claxton and a number 888-2965. Inside the front cover is the name Leonard Ray with another number. There are four names and numbers on the back pages where the plan of salvation is shown. Every area of the white space is filled with names. There are 16 in all. Trying to figure out what was going on, this Gideon spent some time, did some research. He tracked down Pastor Robinson, and Pastor Robinson said he had gotten the Gideon Bible at his jail ministry during a Gideon facilities distribution. Gideon's going into that prison. And the pastor used it to lead Charles, a prisoner, to the Lord and gave him the Bible. Charles used it to lead Leonard to the Lord and passed the Bible on to him, and so on until 16 people accepted Jesus Christ. The last one was evidently released, took the Bible with him, and was in a bad car wreck. P.S., it gets better. Just recently, the car dealer accepted Jesus Christ. 17. The cost of that scripture at that time was $1.50. Now, let me ask you, parishioners, how would you have liked to have been the person that gave the $1.50 to purchase that Bible? Does one make a difference? I believe we could agree that it does. No matter what color, no matter what language, for God so loved the world he gave. He not only loved, he gave. Amen? It touches hearts around the world. People are desperate to know what we oftentimes take for granted. Mr. Google doesn't have the answer. People today are searching more than ever. And where are they going to look? Who are they going to go to? How can you help? First, most importantly, pray. Pray for this ministry as an extended missionary arm of your church right here in Boyertown. There are approximately 1,800 church services going on across the United States today. Many more around the world. And then we have many that are traveling, some in harm's way, to place God's word 24/7. You think about the Gideon, just pray. Because somebody's out there, because we're handing out 1 million scriptures every 5 days. And when possible, we hand them out one at a time so we can give a witness and share. So you pray, because you know what? The Gideons pray for your church. And they pray for your pastor on an ongoing basis. Take a look at that. They said that's a boat. I'm telling you, at best, it was a big canoe. And I wasn't getting into it. But that was down in Indonesia. And they were going off to an island that you couldn't even see from there. That's what they have to do in some places. Go ahead, you drive across that bridge. I'm not sure I want to walk across it, amen? In parts of the world, it's bad. I mean, I've been places in Indonesia. We parked and then we walked long distances to get there. That's getting on a little barge. That barge wasn't bigger than the truck, hardly. That's what's happening on your behalf. Just want you to know. Okay? Prisons. I mentioned prisons. That's probably one of the worst prisons in the world. That's exactly how they sleep. That is not doctored. That is not touched up. They hardly get any visitors. Gideon's go. That is a true life picture. Horrible. Horrible. The word of God comes into their hands, changes their life, gives them hope. That's a not understood word around the world. This was outside of a small town called Mumbai, Bombay, India. You're looking at about 10,000 shacks. You know, and you can talk about Mumbai, India. My wife and I have been there, and I've been there on a team distributing. But until you smell and feel the air around you, you just can't imagine. 10,000 shacks, not one toilet. A lot of them have a smartphone. We give them the Word of God. We also give them a Bible app. Our Bible app, if you don't have one, make sure you ask some of the Gideons in this congregation for one. We have over 1,000 languages on that. That's going to be going to 2,000 real soon. So if you're talking to somebody from another country, speaks a different language, you can help them get their language on their phone so they can read God's word in their own tongue. That's free on behalf of your church. You don't see that in Pottstown. So we get into a taxi. That's his dashboard. You know, you never know what you're going to see. And of course, there's Jesus on a cross. You see the Muslim. You see Buddhist. And so our whole thing was, well, just curious. Why do you have all them on your dashboard? He said, it's real simple. He said, I want to be safe. Hey, you've got some neighbors that want to be safe. Think about it. Somebody's got to tell them. That's what we go forth to tell them. That was on a Monday morning. National College of Mumbai. Felt like 300 degrees. I'm telling you, it was hot. If you take a real close look, the man about to come out of the gates, about to take out of my right hand a copy of the Word of God. He's leaving classes. He's done for the day. He's going home. About a block from the college, he opens it up. And he starts to read. First time ever. Never had a Bible in his hand. His heart was pricked. Turned around and came back. He said, can I speak to you? So we went inside the gate. And I'm saying to him, now the Indian Gideons, I'm telling you, they just are taking pictures. You know, I didn't even know this was going on. But here's what I'm saying to him. Because he just said to me, here's my question. I want to know when I die, who would cry for me? That's a Hindu young man. You can't make this up. Who would cry for me? Here's what I'm saying. Darshan, you need to know about Jesus Christ. His friend, intently listening to the whole thing. Darshan wanted to know more about Jesus. And Darshan prayed to accept Jesus Christ that day. And 12 of his friends, because they gathered around and heard. And it wasn't me. It was the Holy Spirit. You know, we sow, he grows. Darshan Dixit accepted Jesus. India, the most Hindu nation in the world. That young lady, as you can see, she prayed too. But you know what was interesting? She came out through the same gate, wouldn't make eye contact, didn't slow down. But God has a sense of humor. She had to come back to class. So there was a crowd when she came back. And kind of like cows going through a gate, she was going real slow. She gets up in front of me and she says, I said, do you want one? She says, want one what? I said, it's a Bible. She said, well, I don't know. She said, can I ask you a question? I said, yes. Can your God forgive me of all my sins? She never heard of forgiveness. She didn't know how to get forgiveness. I'm telling you, they're walking the streets of Boyertown. They're walking the streets of Pottstown. People want to know they can be forgiven. Friends, don't take it for granted. And she prayed to accept Jesus. What a blessing. Thank you, because we can't go unless you help. Let me take you to South Sudan. Might be the poorest spot on earth. Here's a classroom. You mean you're out? Oh, they're outside of the classroom? No, that's a classroom. That's the chalkboard. If it's a rainy day, they don't have a chalkboard. But they don't get many rainy days in the Sudan. That's it. You know what? They don't have a textbook. Many schools in the world don't have textbooks. And if they do, they're often torn up and beat up and things they've got fourth hand, fifth hand. See, we go to places like that, and we'll go into some villages, and we'll hand out a bilingual scripture, their language and English. That becomes, for some, the first book they've ever owned. And the teachers can start teaching out of that bilingual scripture. That bilingual scripture, right there, we get printed. We have over 35 printers around the world. That gets printed for under $2.50. And we place it because of you. Then they take it home. I say home, discreetly. A shack, probably. 7, 8, 9, 10 people. And they start to look through it. And they start to read. The first book. You should see it in their eyes. Here's a way you can help, too. We have a Gideon card program. Some of you have possibly have used it. What a great way on special events to place the Word of God, like your pastor's birthday, anniversaries, other special events. Those cards are provided free. When you take some home, when you use them, you send in a donation and you send a card on to a recipient. What a great way. Special events. In memory of somebody, possibly. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of God does what? Stands forever. Amen, it does. So sharing the word, another way you can help, we always need a few extra people. Simply, we're like a volunteer firefighters department. Siren goes off. We get a chance to go. A door might open. Hotel might say, we need to have some books replaced. The school might say, you can come and distribute. Well, somebody might be sick. Somebody might be traveling. Somebody, you know, not available. So we just need a few people. And the Lord laid upon your heart a burden for lost souls, and maybe you say, I don't have much time. That's fine. I don't either, but I'm here today, and that's what our ministry is made up of, people that don't have much time. But we just want to be obedient and helping out when we can. There's no minimum time requirement, but if you have some interest in that, your heart's touched, just ask me after the service. This is a couple current pictures. Last year, Mexico, February. We go places, sometimes thousands of students come out to get a copy of the Word of God. This was Ecuador in June. This was Indonesia, 2018, and I felt like a month there one week. It was just the most Muslim nation in the world. But I'm telling you, the faces of the children to receive a copy of the Word of God. This was the Ukraine, October. The Ukraine is you know, it's just a cold spot, so to speak, not geographically, but people are scared. They don't know what's going to happen with their neighbors. This was Ryan. This is Millersville University, right outside of Lancaster. And like most universities, we get to do a distribution there. We'll be doing one in a few weeks. And Ryan had received a copy of the Word of God about 100, 200 feet maybe down the way. And I saw her walking. She was looking at it. And she got down by us. And I said, "What do you have there?" And she looked up and she said, "I got a little Bible." And I said, "Well, do you know it has your name in it?" And that really stopped her. She has my name in it? And she's thinking, how does he know my name, right? And I said, "Whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." She said, "You know, I think my dad told me that." I said, "Well, did your dad tell you today's the day of salvation?" She said, "He might have." I said, "Ryan, are you at a point in life that you'd like to know that your slate's wiped clean with God?" She said, "Yes," and she prayed right there. Mooresville University's campus. That's what the Gideons do on your behalf. This is Redding. You ever hear of Redding? This is a few years ago. We had what we call the Schuylkill Valley Blitz and handing out scriptures, and it was a rainy day. But you know, the Gideons go in rainy days because we know that people go to hell on rainy days. And we handed out, passed over 3,000 scriptures to high school students on your behalf. And my pointer can't show you, but there's some Gideons hidden in there, and even the one policeman there or the security guard has a copy of the Word of God. That's what the Gideons do. That's a typical distribution that happens around the world. This is Nigeria. Remember the Chibok families when they were reunited not too long ago? They were kidnapped. Remember the daughters? I mean, it's still going on. There's still some that are kidnapped, but the Boko, you know, harem had kidnapped them. All right, I want you to, I can't get the pointer on it. Look closely under the left-hand thumb of the young girl that's reunited with her parents. There it is. A Gideon scripture. I wish I knew that story. I don't. But you know what? You might have purchased that scripture. See, folks, when we ask you to give to the Gideons, you don't really give to the Gideons. The Gideons are, it's a self-supporting ministry. You give for one thing. The printing, the purchase, the distribution of God's word, period. One, all of it goes for copies of the Word of God. And I'm sure if I asked for a show of hands, how many people would like to see everybody in the world have a copy of the Word of God? Probably everybody would raise their hand, I hope. Then I'd say, "Well, listen, could you take a box and go distribute them in Indonesia? Could you take some and go to India?" And you say, I can't do that. But you know, we've got people, we've got missionaries, if you will, in those countries that'll do it on your behalf. But they can't afford to purchase the Word of God. But they'll do it for you. So when you give, all goes for that. No ifs, ands, or buts. Children, they're just overwhelmed that they've received a copy of the Word of God. Thankful. Remember them in Indonesia coming to school on a Saturday, unheard of. To go to school? No. To get a copy of the Word of God. The harvest is plentiful, but we need your help. Doors are opening up all the time. But what we fear is this: for every three hands that reach for the Word of God today, only two will get one. That's the demand. Gideons get special opportunities to go. We need your help. Thank you for your past giving. And as my brother earlier in the service, he mentioned our insert, and just want to tell you there's an envelope in there. And when it's a good time for you to give, please give. That was Indonesia. We ran out of scriptures. You know what they're thinking? Are they coming back? Am I good enough? We did get back there. That's what they're thinking. That's what happens. All right, we were well supplied. We took like 6,000. Problem was 12,000 students showed up. They were given a half day off. They walked some cases miles in an incredibly hot sun to get there to receive copy of the Word of God. So let God use you to fill the hands of our missionaries around the world to give people the best news that they could ever possibly get. Pastor John, thank you. Congregation, thank you. May God bless you in Trinity as you continue to serve Him.